You're listening to the Minneapolis Murals Project from Minnesota Public Radio.
Hi, I'm Bob Albee. I'm from the Ventura Village neighborhood, and you're looking at an Anishinaabe memorial mural that is painted basically under the Hiawatha Highway, Highway 55. And this is a scene of several homicides. I know a Hispanic or a Mexican guy was killed right there in those bushes, and a woman named Angie Whitebird was killed right where that building stands. Her mother said, "Someday I hope there's some kind of memorial for my daughter." And that's part of the story of this wall. We see it as a memorial wall, not just a mural. It actually looks like a tunnel, and that's where the inspiration of this came from. There's this interesting vista of you're looking through a different plane of reality, a time when the native people were, this was their homeland, and it wasn't all this high-rise and highways and everything. But this is a traditional feast, and to this day, when there's a traditional feast, they don't put it on tables like picnic tables. It's all on the ground. Blankets are laid down, and people feast on the ground. It's really a story of the days when we as Native people were more together than we are now.
Thanks for taking part in the Minneapolis Murals Project from Minnesota Public Radio. If you've got comments, questions, or want to submit a mural, leave a message.